This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying and racing on the Big Island. And we're joined once again by someone who has raced on that Big Island, Ben Hammer. Ben, welcome back. The run out of the and I say four disciplines because we'll include nutrition in there, but the run for you has been something that's been part of your life for so long. It's the thing that comes most naturally to you, and it really helps when you do feel that way about the run, because that's where Ironman are won and lost.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm grateful to have the running background that I do every time I do a race. It's always nice to have that to fall back on.
Ben, it's easy when you come into a sport like triathlon with a strong running background to almost neglect it because you need to work hard on your swim and bike. Have you found that, or have you worked equally hard on the run to not just keep it the way it was, but to improve on it?
Yeah, I've definitely had to focus on, working hard. But actually, for me, the thing I've had to do is dial back my running a little bit, because for me, that's the thing I enjoy the most. And so, when I first started training, I would find myself spending maybe a little bit too much time working on my running. And like you say, you got to work on the swim and the bike. But the thing that I think a lot of people miss with their run training is, it's really important to simulate running off of the bike. And so that's, it doesn't matter if you've been running for 3 months or for 20 years. That's an unpleasant experience, and it's a challenging thing to do, and you've got to work on it, or race day is not going to go well.
You almost get the feeling someone stole your legs in T2 and left you theirs.
Exactly. Yep, I've experienced that many times.
Ben, what over the years, can you pin it down to maybe one or two things that you think you've done that's given you the biggest gains on the run?
Forcing yourself to do some good hard tempo efforts off of a long hard bike, I think, is really important. I would also say, realizing that you are really going to, your success on the run is going to be so closely dependent to how you do nutritionally during the race. I think that's a really important thing to practice as well. So I would say, practicing good hard efforts off of the bike, and then also making sure that you've practiced nutritionally what you are going to do on race day, because ultimately you can have the best run fitness and be set up to run really fast, but if you don't have any fuel in the tank, you're not going to have a good run.
Yeah, it also helps that you don't overcook things, particularly in a race scenario on the bike. And you mentioned the benefits of using a power meter. That's one of the big things too, is that you're pushing hard enough, but not too hard that when you get off the bike, you've actually blown it for the run.
Absolutely. And I would also add what we talked about on a previous session, the importance of even with a power meter, of having a race plan and being able to adapt that race plan based on the day. And I've done that wrong. I've had days where I just stuck with the race plan and I didn't adapt, and I've paid for it. And then other times I've seen, what was happening around me and forced myself to adapt a little bit and, been able to make it on the run as a result. So, that's an important thing to remember when you talk about overcooking yourself on the bike. Mm.
Talk to me about some of your favorite run workouts. What do you absolutely love doing?
Well, if you want one that's going to be a great simulator, I think, for the strength that you need in a triathlon, and I'll share one with you guys, for those of you like me who are in cold weather climates and can't always be outside to do a good workout easily. It's a great thing to be able to do on a treadmill. Give yourself a good, a good 15, 20 minutes warm up, and then set yourself a goal. You know, I think 4 minutes is usually a pretty good kind of amount of time. So what you'll do is you'll go 4 minutes at a pace that's pretty fast. So you know, maybe like right around your half Ironman goal run pace or something like that. Start out 4 minutes at a 2% incline, and after 4 minutes, transition straight. Don't give yourself any rest or any time off. Just transition straight into 4 minutes at a 4% incline. Again, keep that pace exactly the same. Keep it dialed right on, right around that, you know, say goal half Ironman run pace. So do another 4 minutes at the 4%, and then follow that up with 4 minutes at a 0% incline. So you've now gone for 12 minutes and you've gone from 2% to 4% and then to 0%. That'll be one set, and then try and get yourself through, say, 3 or 4 sets of that. You will probably not be a very happy camper, but that is a great workout to simulate the strength that you need in a triathlon.
And as they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just be careful not to fly off the back of the treadmill.
I was going to say, I think that's where the saying came from, was from that workout. Ben, thanks for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. So we look forward to chatting about your nutrition next time out.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.